Welcome to the good stuff.
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 Really?
It's a great show if you haven't been. Only on Wednesday night.
Wicked Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check it out.
I think it's $6, but I mean it's optional to pay, I think. There's no person at the door. They might come around say you owe me $6.
There's a guy here actually at the Commons who came up to me because I work here sometimes. And
do
was
you?
Like, and was like, oh.
Sorry, off topic.
Yeah. But also, you're so, do oh you?
Guys, I'm so thrilled to be talking to human beings like in the flesh.
A 12-year-old got a job for the first time, and you were like, oh,
do you
done.
But he came up and he's like, I think I've seen you do comedy before. And I was like, oh, great. Like, where? And he goes, the Oatley. I go every week. God. I'm like,
hang on, this guy who worked here.
Yeah. Just,
do you know that was
like the worst thing that you could hear?
Yeah.
Huey.
It's like someone coming going, hey, you suck dicks, don't you?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I saw you sucking
I've seen
a
you
dick.
Suck a dick.
I recognize you from the gutter. Like last Saturday, you were like,
I was
spew
pissing on
all
you.
Over. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
like
yeah.
You choked on
great
it.
Great work, man.
Yourself.
Dude, what you do is so brave. How you have piss all over you that I did on
I could
Saturday
never
night
do what
gutter.
You do.
I couldn't do it. It's so brave.
You are brave.
I'm pretty sure Huey got recognized from
sucked
Lucky Cock.
Sucked off in a gutter?
Huey, I was sucking off Huey in a gutter, sorry. And he was like, stop it. And I was like, okay, and that's a story of consent.
that's
how it works, guys.
This was a moral tale.
No, I'm pretty sure he got recognised from Lucky Cock, which is a terrible show in South Yarra that he runs, or like Windsor, Chapel
like
Street,
a bar
Melbourne
show.
Bar show. But it's like can be as bad as comedy gets because no one knows comedy's on. Amazing. But I'm pretty sure in Italy, when we were in Italy, someone's like, hey, I've seen you do comedy at Lucky Cock.
And you're like, no, well, the first one is I've seen you do comedy and you're like, international actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually recognised around from where? Yeah.
Now, we were talking about this before, alt-right stuff.
Mm.
Would you ever move into the alt-right for the dollars, Nikki?
Oh, for the dollars?
Like if someone was like, can you be part of my alt-right comedy show?
Oh, I don't think I could.
Because you're a bit of a liberal a liberal butterfly.
Yeah.
No.
Is that what we're calling me?
That's not
me?
The right term.
Is that what we're calling me?
Like a
snowflake? Is that what you're
No, not a snowflake. But I would say you're
he's alt-right.
You know? That would make me an alt-right. But would you call
that's
someone
what I thought. I thought
yeah. We're trying to recruit you.
Gaslighting,
That's what this show is now. No, would you call someone a snowflake for dollars? Because as you get older, like it's where we end up.
Yeah, it is. You know, we say it's the boomer generation, but I think it's just as you get older and you accrue more things and you're like, nah, fuck off, it's mine.
And life has hurt you a bit.
I think that's what happens.
And so you're like, it shouldn't be fair.
I think that's definitely what happens. Hopefully it won't happen to us. I think like we all have an obligation to kind of push back against that instinct within ourselves.
I hope so.
I think as well maybe comedians specifically kind of go to it because of that free speech thing.
The alt-right?
Well, yeah, like I think a lot of people, they get into a few situations where they get in trouble for something they say and then one group of people are very mad at them being like, how dare you say that? It was sexist. And maybe, you know, you didn't intend for it to be sexist. It's all a bit of a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And then the alt-right are like, we've got your back, mate. We understand. You didn't mean it, you know?
Yeah.
And then also these women.
Totally. These women, they're ruining not only comedy, they're ruining some other stuff too.
And then you feel kind of accepted and then all of a sudden get asked to do a special on that network or whatever. I don't think there's an alt-right network.
There's an alt-right network. It's a new one because Channel 9 have announced a new channel.
And, you assume it.
There's 9Gem already.
It's called 9Rush.
It's 9Alt.
And it's just action movies for dudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And would you do the bits in between being like, remember.
The bits in between?
Like you throw to the shows.
Yeah, I'd do that for money.
I don't think 9Rush is alt-right.
Yeah. No, it could be alt-right.
I'd be like,
if get Nikki on and we can make it.
Coming up next is Rush Hour or something.
Yeah.
I'd do that. I wouldn't be like, oi, watch this bitch get slaughtered. We should go out and
do. Oh, wow,
you know what I mean?
Wow, like, wow, that was heavy.
Was that too
slaughtered?
I know slaughtered.
What's happening
slaughtered.
In this movie? What movie are you throwing
It's to? Probably, well, there's a lot of movies where there's a lot of women who just get killed off, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's
a common
thing.
The straight white guy is the hero at the end of the movie.
Oh, well, hopefully,
if a few black guys and women have to die for him to be fulfilling his hero complex, then so be it.
I mean, yeah, the white guy could be
on the
alt
right. I don't think I could.
You know, I'm offering you money here.
The white guy is trying to save them often, and like is pretty.
They die, but he feels bad about it. And then someone's like, "You couldn't have done anything." And then all of a sudden, he's like, "Thank God."
And then there's no indication throughout the rest of the movie that he thinks about it ever again.
He lives happily.
Yeah.
People sometimes get angry when you say comedy stuff. Remember that show we did, you, me, and we're at you, me. No, we were at a winery in Adelaide Hills. And this was crazy, right. Tom. I don't know if I ever told you this story. Do you remember you said something and a woman charged backstage?
Totally. Hang on, this is a show at a winery.
One of the big winery shows that Merrick Watts runs.
Okay. Grapes of Mirth. Bloody good gig.
And you get a bunch of free wine.
See, this is the trouble. You're both saying it as if it's like a foregone conclusion. Everyone knows about this.
They
it's
do.
It's Grapes of Mirth. How is it set up? It must be outdoors.
It's
outdoors.
A day on the green for comedy fans.
Essentially. But like, they're
stop
a little
repeating
bit.
Repeating.
Do you like comedy?
Like you're reading the
and wine for $86. You could see a gala escalator.
$86.
No, it's a good deal.
Outdoor gig. Yeah. You get free wine.
It's almost like all the wine you can drink.
Great. I don't think you get free wine.
No.
It might not be $86.
All the wine you can drink, but you pay for it. That's just what any bar. That's
it's a bar. You've forgotten what a bar is.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, they've got heaps behind. Like you and could not drink it all if you have a look.
You can't, but if you ever want it, you just go up and you like money.
And you
might have to wait
money.
For a bit.
Sure.
But like they will serve. That's their job. There's
because the thing is, everyone
they'll
kind
take
of
cash
wants
or card.
The. Yeah, true. Yeah. I like prefer cash.
Do you?
Yeah, limit
super
myself.
Super spreader.
Yeah.
Was that to that the theme of a song?
Those. Oh, I think I've got.
I think to Psycho Killer.
Psycho Killer. That's what I thought.
Super spreader. Guess what said?
Yeah. Oh. Na 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 na.
$2.50.
Run, run away before you get caught by the WHO. The World Health Organization.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I thought the other band. That's who the Talking Heads are talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They maybe didn't like the Who.
I demand a rewrite before we take this to stage. Anyway, so you're in Adelaide.
Shit, that was a little wormhole, wasn't it? I was on stage and I do this bit about, like, just saying, "Whoa, dicks, aren't they a fucking Eiffel?" You know, like, "Whoa,
yeah.
Yucko."
Which we can all agree with.
I don't agree. I don't.
You think it's nice.
I think they're, I mean, look.
It's a great
I've only ever seen one penis and it's mine and I think it's. Never seen.
I was watching Normal People that show the other day. So many, like you see a lot of penis.
Heaven.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
You read the book?
Yeah. I read the book first.
Yeah, me too. But the show is just so horny. As a comparison
brilliant.
To the book. The book's horny,
I mean,
but
the
not
the book's pretty horny.
I mean, I guess I just didn't see a penis.
Is someone's phone ringing? Like vibrating?
No.
Oh, okay. Jenny said this last week. That's maybe there's so something good. About your headphones.
Maybe.
The headphone of the guest. That where there's a bit of a buzz.
I do apologise. Let's get back to the horny show.
No, I apologise. There's penises in this. That's actually quite nice.
Because
like growing
and,
up,
and you know
there
what?
Were never penises. It was only, like tits would come out pretty regularly in a like a feature film.
Sure.
Particularly if you went and looked at the guide on a Monday and looked at the ones which had the letter N for nudity and that were MA
and you'd be
and
like,
you'd
tuning in.
Exactly.
Oh. You're like, well, my
Dad,
Friday night's sorted.
Do we have anything on at 8:30 on Thursday? Because I think I want to make an appointment.
I need the TV and no one can be around.
Yeah. Exactly.
My friend and I used to have sleepovers at her house and be like, "Okay, we're going to bed. Night. See you." And then, like, tell her parents we'd gone to bed and then sneak down and watch SBS after.
Do they still do it on the Fridays?
I don't know. I mean, they do world movies. I don't think it was ever like it's soft porn night on SBS.
No, that wasn't the point. We were
just
children. They're actually good
movies.
Films.
Yeah, totally.
I re-watched one.
Like weird about sex, like Western society.
Yeah,
they just had some sex in
it
because that's part of life.
It was,
and we're like, oh,
yeah,
this is crazy. Easy. You never see this on Channel 10.
There's a bush.
So anyway, so there's a dick reminiscent.
Yeah.
You're talking about dicks. Reminiscent to one you might see on SBS on a Friday night.
Mm. I mean, I saw much fewer. Like it is, you don't see full frontal male nudity very often.
No.
In a film, and this is, or a TV show, and this is like a flaccid wang. And it's just very, it's just, do you know what? I find it endearing.
It's nice.
It's a sweet, flaccid wang.
So, doesn't this run counter to your bit, which you're saying? Absolutely. Like, penises are absolutely. But then, you know, all of a sudden,
you know
when
why?
It's.
Because I think all of the penises often that you see, like, I don't have a penis of my own. Sure. And I don't have a person in my life whose penis I would regularly see in, like, a day to day scenario. Mm. So, most penises I'm seeing are aggressively erect. Sorry.
Aggressively? That's tickets on yourself.
That was a bit of tickets Jesus on myself. Christ. Like,
yeah. That one look at me and they're harder
never
than they've ever
one
been.
Soft.
I didn't mean that.
You can't win there because I suppose that's a bit
you know
of a problem.
What I mean? Why don't you and say? It's always like you know,
but it's new and a surprise. I suppose that's the other aspect of it.
Oh,
right?
And it's always kind of delivered with a like, here I go, I'm fucking sex man. You know what I mean? Because it's a first in.
Delivered.
I'm confused about what's happening
so
here.
This is so sad because essentially what I'm saying is, it's mostly just one night stands.
No, don't say that. But or sex like, a lot of the time is, if you're going to see a penis during sex.
It's a different context.
A completely different context.
Totally. Anyway.
I would have thought it would be a context where you'd be more ready for it because you might be a bit, you know, keen. And
you're not keen at all, it sounds like.
Still the visual of it is too. Well, I'm like, get it hard, stick it in me. I don't want to, I don't. Right. There is seems
that's
to
a,
be.
That's if we could call the episode.
So everyone listening.
Get
is,
it hard, stick it in me.
That's an offer.
I just mean you guys. what I don't know if I'm not a doctor, but from what I can glean from popular culture,
I'm not a doctor, but if it's hard, stick it in me.
But the male, like men seem to be stimulated by the visual.
Sure.
You know,
not
to look
totally.
At
and women
and
are not.
Like, I would very much say not. I would say we're very much more turned on by probably by touch.
Do you think really?
And I feel like then as a result, maybe we've evolved that way. Because I mean, that what you're saying, I think
because
I agree
men are
with.
Awful
just from anecdotally.
To look at.
I think we've evolved to be more awful to look at. I feel like
we've gotten uglier.
Most people are heterosexual. Women have maybe over like millions of years kind of evolved, not millions. I don't think they've humans
very
existed
quickly.
For millions of years, but we've evolved for women to kind of look. Better in general because that's something that heterosexual men, in order for them to procreate,
but
would
even
like.
By you sure. saying look better, it's like to your point of view.
The
but
male,
you know
the
mean?
Male
even
gaze, I believe
women
they call
agree
this.
Agree with that often that like women look nicer to them, like that their form is a bit more
but
pleasing
that's what,
to
that's
the
what
eye.
I'm saying. Like that, the whole penis. Evolution, you know, like that whole evolution is. We can all agree that that's attractive.
Mm. Yes.
And whether that has been fed to us through the male gaze. But hey, this is a comedy podcast.
I reckon definitely a part of it is a societal factor that's happened and we've been kind of bred into this way where it's like we just don't put the value on a man in
this
looks
is what
in
I
the same
say.
Way we do in a woman. And sexually that's probably got a kind of an overflow effect.
This is what I say before I reveal my penis to anyone. It's like, actually, society has changed your perception of what beauty is and the female form is kind of overrated. So when I show you my 3-inch long, you
so
actually,
I've been with a micro. Don't worry. Don't
I love your
any...
micro stories. I do want to get to this story at the winery.
Can we hear the micro story?
Okay, I reckon we go micro first and then we'll get to the
really
the
micro
winery.
First okay huge
because there's a visual you gave me about this micro that I just have I've told so many people it's so funny. Can you tell the micro story?
I quite enjoyed the micro. There's nothing wrong with the micro, you know, like we just did everything else.
Was this a date?
What else is there?
How would two women have sex?
Oh, okay. So you're calling a man with a micro penis a woman?
No, absolutely not. It wouldn't be a problem if I did. That's a great thing.
You need to get your story straight. You like it when it's on TV. You don't like it when it's hard. You don't like it when it's tiny. What do you want it to be?
My favourite part about the stories you've told me about being with someone with a micro penis is that they haven't given you the heads up before.
Yeah, well, can you take us through
that
process?
Yeah, no, they definitely
of,
haven't.
So which did you I meet think... this guy on, like, you went on a date?
Yeah.
And then went back to his house?
Oh, yeah, his house. It was his house. We'd been on a couple of dates. I think it was,
so
like,
so funny.
Second,
the
second.
Least important part of the story. Was it your house or, like, what's his
I'm
driveway
interested
like?
In how he reveals it. Because it's like, if I, well, like, I, and I'm happy to say this, but, thrilled, you might say. I do not have
cut
a
his
micro
microphone.
Penis.
Cut his microphone.
Here we go. Right?
It's not just propaganda. It's not The Last Dance, all right? It's not the Tom Cashman's awesome show.
It's not a propaganda. It's a proper penis, and that's what I'm saying.
Have a propaganda though, eh? Look at that. Oh.
I mean, if you want to, I'll get a hurdle sticker.
This is the thing. You want that's the thing. I think guys think, oh, you want to look at this because this looks. This is a big dick. Look at this. Oh, this will turn you on. And that's very sweet. Like I see a man being like, it's my dicky, and I'm like, oh, adorable. Bless you. Think that that turns me on? It really doesn't.
It doesn't.
Totally.
But do you think there's some women that it make? Because surely this man.
It doesn't turn me on. Some women it will turn on. Yeah, and that's a great totally. Thing.
But I think a lot of people probably agree with you. But can we go to how the micro guy revealed it?
You know, that's, how does anyone reveal their dick?
It would.
Like with a cape. And I turn it around. Flick it out and I go.
Did he flag it before?
I've not been.
That's what I mean. He has to flag it before. And he didn't.
He didn't flag it before.
No.
Right. And I would have thought you'd have to have like a bit of an explanation.
Well, maybe it was
a justification similar to the one
like,
before.
Look, I got caught in traffic and as a result, when I was eight, my penis didn't grow properly.
Not that kind of... My dog ate my penis. The dog ate my penis.
We were just fooling around and I was like,
did you address it?
I'll give him a little... What? Where is it?
Yeah.
I didn't address it. I probably flinched and he was just fine. He just was very thrilled. He was fine.
For I guess it probably would.
He just genuinely was not fazed whatsoever.
Yeah, I suppose that's the other way.
And you know what? I got on board because of that. I was like,
hell yeah, owning it. Because maybe he's had some bad experiences being like, Lord.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? You know what I mean? You're like,
you can't do anything.
I'm horny. This is the size of my dick. Let's do something. And you're like, if anyone's a compassionate human, you're like, all right, let's see what we can do with this. Here we go.
Yes, queen. That's all I'm going to say to that.
Can I ask how old he was at the time?
What was it, 85, 86 when you
told me?
He's an 80-year-old dude with a microphone. It's like, still Nikki, rude. You need to raise your standards. You can do better. No, he's a nice guy. We did all the other
stuff. It's like you either go with a guy below 40 with a microphone or you have a normal dick size 80-year-old.
That's why she doesn't like penises. She's like, they're wrinkly. I don't want to see them. It's like, are you talking about
just an old
80-year-old?
They can't.
And you got to go to their nursing home. It
smells funny.
Men are ridiculous. Just trying to shove Werther's Originals up my ass.
A good time, Scott.
So micro penis. Were you talking about the micro penis at the gig?
No.
Back to the gig.
You've mashed a few stories together.
I'm trying to just keep it all together here because I'm obsessed with
gigs. You're obsessed with gigs.
I mean, they're all right. You know, they're fine.
I think men are a bit fascinated with the concept of a micro penis because, first of all, I think personally I have a lot of empathy with the situation because, like, you can imagine that being you and it would be quite tough. But also there's a sense of superiority when you, like, chat about it.
It's a little win.
Oh, it's a huge win.
Yeah.
Because don't...
All right, Tom.
When you hear about any problem, you don't have...
Huge. It's huge.
He's very, like...
I'm not huge. That's why this is a big... I'm, like, verging on towards small, but it's not a micropenis.
I've got a tiny vagina, so it works.
That doesn't count because that's the good one for that type of thing. So you've actually bragged there as well.
Did I brag again?
I mean, generally, I thought that was the...
You want the smallest vagina possible.
When people make fun of vaginas, they say that they're big. That's like the... Yeah.
Gaping.
That's the insult, isn't it?
Gaping. You just said gaping. No, okay. I want to ride the ship of this podcast. Get back to this gig when the woman got angry.
Let's ride something that's good, eh?
Nikki, Nikki hasn't spoken to anyone in...
Exactly.
You guys, it's been so long. And do you know also, I cooked it before I got here because I had a nap. And you know when you have a nap and you go to sleep in the afternoon and the sun's still up and then you wake up and the sun's down and you're like, what the fuck?
Oh, you're so out of whack.
I'm so disoriented. I was driving over here. Just like weeping, gently weeping, but why? What's reality? Oh, you're still in a pandemic. I'm so confused.
Thanks for coming.
You were crying on the way.
Did you cry?
I'm sorry.
Only just a little bit though, but you know, that's every day. Just in a pandemic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Pandemic guys, cries and normal.
It's just a bit like, I'm actually not. I'm fine.
It is full on.
Yeah, anyway, dicks. So we were at this gig of the winery.
I went on, did pretty well.
Right. Is that relevant to the story?
Not really relevant, but I probably did 18 to 20 minutes.
Right.
Some old stuff, some new stuff at the time.
It was your first Grapes of Mirth gig,
wasn't it? Now you're being serious. I was joking, but no, it was my first.
It was your first. Yeah, I was very proud.
See, there you go. I'm not lying. All right. Not relevant to the story.
No, but good to know to set the scene.
Yeah,
so you're coming on a hot track. after Taunton set it alight.
Has warmed it up.
Shitting. And can I say, Nikki went on and destroyed a million times harder than I could have ever possibly.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
No, no, no. This is true. So Nikki's on there. Stop picture it. This in front of 800 people at a winery. Right. Killing so hard. And then she moves into the dick material.
Yep. And it was very similar to that. Just sort of like, you know, I don't understand them. They look at me. I'm terrified. It's a lot to take. Get it hard. Stick it in me. Just don't. Just don't.
That's your catchphrase. A lot of comedians have different catchphrases.
It's a bit, it's a spin. It's like, I don't like them. I don't like them. But then also, if I see anyone. Absolutely not.
You wonder
criteria.
Why the men are confused.
Yeah. Just don't show it. Like, don't take a photo of it. Don't do that weird helicopter thing where you slap it around on either of your thighs.
I hate that.
You are people doing that?
Why are you throwing it around? Do it. It looks painful.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of big dick behavior. I've never encountered that.
No. Okay.
See,
yeah.
See, I've run the gamut. I've been with huge dicks. Oh. And then,
then they're the one.
And then micros as well.
It's like the gap between rich and poor. You've done it all.
I've done it all.
Rich are too kind of flamboyant with it. They're trying to show off.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah.
So we want to be in the middle.
But like,
and also, you know, then there's
in the middle.
Of course,
small.
You want to be middle class. You got to be middle class.
You want to be middle class. You want to have your feet on the ground. You
absolutely.
Know?
That's it.
And your dick in the air.
You want to have a long-term mortgage on a house.
Yeah.
Knowing it's going to be okay, but you've got to still work.
How does the mortgage play into the dick metaphor? No, because, is that a condom?
No, because it's like you're in the position to buy the house, which means to have the good sex, but you've got to keep working.
It's exciting.
You've got to keep working to pay off the house, so you can't rely on your dick on just having the house alone.
Yeah, you're still grounded.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
So like,
and so you can relate to other people in that situation.
Yeah. So, like, you know, you're really good at eating puss. Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, you dabble in the puss. You've got to eat the puss.
Yeah, you've got to eat the puss.
I'm lost on.
I thought it was a
on what the
metaphor.
Mortgage is.
Okay. No, the mortgage is
the mortgage is
a long-term mortgage. No, the mortgage is just you know that you've got to. You can't rely solely on your dick size.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. Okay, so yeah, you're trying in other
because otherwise
maybe
the bank's
going
to take it all away
nice.
From you. Yeah, the bank
whereas
will
if
take
you have
it
a
all
huge
away.
Penis, I suppose that does lead to cockiness, probably for that reason. Yeah. Because people are just
that's
like
why it's
generally
called cockiness.
A bit more.
That's where the word came from.
Is that true?
God.
The French cook means rooster. Roosters with massive dicks. I don't know if you've seen them like walking
no,
around.
What do they look like?
Have big
yeah,
penises.
Like so a rooster with a really big dick is like walking around the hen yard, just like two little like claw prints and then just a dragging.
Really?
Yeah, huge
a dragging
dicks.
Penis.
No.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say cockiness because of the word cock and then you made it about the word chicken and I'm like,
guys,
oh, here we go.
It's improv, okay? Come on.
I was just.
A chicken is probably the stupidest animal to have a big dick that
isn't
I can think
it?
Of.
That's why it was really funny. In my head. Just imagine.
You are selling it. I'm like, I've never paid attention.
Imagine a rooster with a massive human cock coming
like
off it, though. Oh, have you ever
I'm
seen
never
a
having KFC
have you ever
again.
Seen a duck dick? A duck's penis?
They're spiraling.
Yeah, it's like a corkscrew.
Mm. And what does that go into?
A duck's vagina.
You were using that at the winery?
What is it? That's why the woman got angry.
Give me another bottle.
So their
can
vagina.
Can you quack me another?
So what's the
oh
vagina?
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
What is the,
I'm so sorry.
No, that was terrific. That was one of the best jokes anyone's ever told on this podcast.
That was terrific, Nikki. You do not beat yourself up about.
So what's the vagina of
a? I've not spoken to a human.
What does the vagina of a duck look like?
I imagine.
Is that what it's called?
I think a lot of birds have a cloaca.
Birds, yeah, because they shit and root out of the same hole, in and out of the same hole. What? I've never said root. Who am I? Guys, do you know like...
You've lost the plot.
I really have.
You don't know
I'm not
up
even,
from down.
This is, we have not got off the topic of dicks this whole podcast.
We're
so
trying
far.
To. Why if you could I, finish this fucking everyone? Story.
Yeah.
All right, get
you
on
You are
topic.
The one that has on the topic. Power of
Yeah,
the,
you
the
just
story.
Finish the story and then well, I'll be like, all right, economics.
That's it. Oh, you wait. To the listener, my goodness gracious, the second half of this is going to be some intellectual stuff. We're really going to delve deep into the issues of the day.
Personally, I prefer this chat.
Yeah, true.
Dick chat?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Dick
chat's
always fun. It is. It's been a long time since I've...
No,
never
here
mind.
We go, here we go.
It's been a pandemic, guys, and I've been following the rules. And that means... No.
I ran into someone. I don't want to say her name because Tom will have to beat it out. Beep it out.
Mm.
And she had clearly just had a one-night stand.
He said
I
it.
I saw her at
he
the
said
cafe.
It, guys.
No, I didn't say it. You made the noise. You thought you were a soundboard, but you're not.
That'd be funny if you ran into a girl and I had to beep it, but her name was Boop.
Oh, funny.
It's like it's pretty close to what they had in there.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Go on.
Sorry. And so she had a guy with her.
Oh, yeah, good
And
on.
I was like, clearly, because he kissed her and he was
during...
like, he's like, I'll see, this was last week. That's not on, is it?
Well, I don't think so.
But then the funny thing for me is, because I feel like it was borderline, probably not on, but then they're getting a coffee together. They've just, you know, had a one-night stand or, you know, it could be a two-night
stand.
But
it's the one-night stand that breaks the rules, right?
But then she goes up and chats to this guy for like half an hour while he's waiting there. Imagine going home with someone and then you have breakfast with them and then you got to watch her chat to another guy for half an hour.
A guy who was like, remember how well I did at that gig? I was doing the same conversation, lighting it up.
800 some people new, are just gathered old. Around.
Absolutely. People are coming
from... They kept their social distance.
A lot of people at the cafe, like, is that a weird mix of old and new he's doing in a 20-minute set?
One guy was at the winery. He's like, can't wait for Nikki. Oh, God. I've seen this one before.
Yeah. So you're at the winery. Nikki.
Just like at the winery.
Hey, excellent segue. So we're at this winery. They're just getting beers. That's why it went really quiet.
It went beer because we looked away.
I'm killing everyone. I'm killing. It's just that they're distracted at the moment.
Thank you. Went to the winery. We did, exactly how Sam described it. He killed. There was a bunch of us there. We all, whatever. There's too much background. Got on, did the gear about, you know, dicks are terrifying for me to look at.
Slaying.
And I don't think that I deliver that material from a place of, like, being better than or being, it's kind of like I'm delivering it from a place of like, it's too much. And I'm in front of
Fuck off. Men don't get to be like, oh, don't make fun of it. Like,
that's exactly
right.
Fuck
off. Oh, God. That's exactly absolutely.
Right. You're actually getting offended about
I've
any,
had
like,
men
pathetic.
Get very aggressive towards me in the audience after when I'm doing this
really?
Material. Oh, yeah.
What do they say?
They're just like huffing and talking and like grunting. They're really like going for their
grunting.
Yeah.
They're having sex.
You know. You know, it just has...
I mean, men are awful.
Oatly, mostly alertly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did this whole bit, got off, went really well. It was the last bracket of the day. So people were pretty drunk by this point. It was, I was second last, and then Merrick Watts went on to announce the next act, who was Tom Gleason, who was closing the show.
Yeah. He's a good friend of mine. Wants to come and see me do comedy.
Great friend of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll get it round to do it one day.
Yeah. Oh, he was keen that one time.
He was keen that one time. It didn't happen, but I'm sure he'll see me again soon. Yeah,
Me too. Yeah. I'm sure of it as well.
Yeah.
So we were backstage of like an outdoor marquee stage. So there was like, it was in the middle of the day. There was a little fence. All the comedians were on one side. As Merrick goes out to announce Tom Gleason, back announce me and announce Tom Gleason, a fight breaks out.
Yeah.
So everyone's shit-faced by this point. It was a hot
so
day
drunk.
Under the sun.
A physical fight.
A physical fight broke out in the crowd.
It was like 35 degrees and just everyone had been drinking in the sun.
It was intense.
Had you seen the beginnings of this from on stage when you were on there? You hadn't noticed anything.
Well, I hadn't,
no,
I
you
hadn't
know.
Seen
I
it.
Remember, I was standing on the side with Evandro Stigueta and and we were like, is something happening? There was a rumbling, but you couldn't really see what was happening. Nikki had kind of walked straight off the back. And then we were like, fuck, something's on here. Something's happened.
So as I walked off, applause, and then some altercation happened between these guys. Clearly a fight broke out.
Yeah.
So Merrick goes, security, quick, get these guys who are hitting each other. Mm. Meanwhile, a woman just takes it upon herself to walk backstage, like through security.
Just runs
because
past
security's
everyone.
Not there.
Sure.
And Merrick's on stage. I will never forget this. He's yelling at the guys fighting. He's all going... Back down, you dogs. Back down, you dogs. That's not what Grapes of Mirth is about. Back down, you dogs.
And they did, to be fair.
Yeah, they did. They listened to
it. And so this woman charges back to me with this, like, maniacal smile on her face. Like, hi.
And I hate that.
Oh, no,
and
that's
I was like,
the passive-aggressive
okay.
woman about to wreak havoc.
Yeah. And I was like, hi. And you know when you just come off stage, you're very, like, I've done 20 minutes, you're kind of a bit open and vulnerable and a bit giddy and a bit like, ooh.
Well, she done so well. She
and
was
ideally
expecting
you'd
nothing
want a,
but people
a
to
compliment.
Be like,
yeah. That's what you're kind of expecting.
Ideally you would love, yeah.
But you would have been expecting, like, you destroy everyone to be like, oh, great stuff. You know, at the worst, you're like, yeah, good set, you know. And then you get this woman.
As opposed to.
So she, but you just like, you know what I mean? Like, you're a bit open. You're a bit like, hey, you just, not necessarily accepting compliments, but you just kind of, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so she edited that bit out. I sound like
no,
a fucking
No, we don't do that.
Too much work. So this woman, she comes backstage and she goes, I don't agree with anything you said up there. And like I said, it's about 20 minutes and maybe the last 4 minutes was dick gear.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, I was so confronted and I am like a massive people pleaser. So I was like, oh, I'm so, which part is it? Like, let me make it better for you. And she was like, I do not agree. There are great... with the penis. And she was getting so angry with me because I said that I didn't love what
it's
a dick looked like.
It's so funny to be like...
And she was like mental, like so aggressive.
Losing her mind.
Losing her mind.
And was it's like she related to the fight? Was that no, her husband no. or anything?
Completely different, just like a synchronicity.
It was just happened. She saw the chance, slipped back. And it wasn't like... you'd said anything being like, I think this prime minister is like a disgrace to the country. It was like she was just watching the dick thing being like, totally. That bitch. I reckon gotta tell her.
Yeah.
I think her husband has a bad penis. And I think she's being defensive.
Maybe. It must be something like that.
Or her son. Maybe her son has
her
a deformed
son has a deformed
dick.
Oh, my God, Nikki. That's the best take.
She would have been 60 or something. And maybe she's like, these poor cunts have got to go through life with his deformed wang.
And I can't tell him.
Yeah, I got... what if it gets out? Like, you know, we can't have his bad press for a manky dick.
But then you got to feel for, like, the husband as well. Because, like, he's just sitting there at a winery. Like, yeah, he's been a bit embarrassed about the comedy about his dick because he doesn't love it. But then his wife's off and he's like, where's she? Gone and then she comes back. She's like, I was there insisting that your dick isn't silly.
Yeah, and then he's like,
I told her.
No.
I said, don't bring my dick up again.
Stop arguing with
everyone. Maybe later.
And then anyway, but this is what I don't know if you remember. Then Tom Gleason rushed to your defense.
Oh, I remember. I remember clearly because Tom was about to walk on stage. So he was standing right there. And in fact, I'd come off stage and Tom was like shaking my hand saying, great job.
Great
and then
job.
This woman came over and then abused me. Tom Gleason.
He went crazy.
I mean, genuinely, I've never had like, I am the man who will fight for your honor.
This is beautiful.
The white hero returns. The white male hero stands up to save the day.
He karate kid it and he didn't hit her. That's for the best. He
just like to clarify, he definitely did not hit her.
Yeah,
that'd be a wild story. And
if
Tom Gleason,
lawyers out
such
there,
a lovely guy, just socked her straight in the face, as is right.
He did abuse her outfit.
That's not
did
the same.
He? What did he say? Yeah.
He said, it's still a bit blurry, but he said,
that's just so blurry.
Off. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck do you think, right? What fucking right do you have? Like, we'd all had wine as well, to be fair.
Yeah, we got absolutely sloshed.
Yeah, so Tom had a few wines and he was like, get the fuck out. She doesn't want to fucking hear you say that. She's just crushed out there. You fuck off, bitch. Fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah, it was like that. It was great.
Like, I was like, oh, like still kind of being like, oh, but is, like, what is it? Can I help you? Like, what part offended you particularly? And he said... She was wearing this purple dress. Like, she properly looked like she'd walked down an Inbin. It was a tie-dye purple sort
It was like the Adelaide Hills, was it? No,
Adelaide
or Adelaide,
Hills,
McLaren Vale, maybe.
Was it McLaren Vale? Yeah.
Near the Q.
I
these are words I've seen on one.
So she, and he was like, get out of here with your fucking bullshit dress. And you, what? How dare you think you can walk back here
I
with
went
your
in there to try to prove
outfit.
That penises aren't silly and I came out finding my dress also is.
But, I mean, don't fuck with Tom Gleason.
And then he went on stage and destroyed that woman. Like, he got like, because me and Ivana Rizzo-Greta ran backstage and, like, tried to escort the guy out when Tom's yelling at him. And then Tom...
Which guy?
Or the girl.
No, the girl, sorry. Yeah. Oh. And then Merrick had just finished being like, get back down, you dog. And then he's like, all right, let's bring your headliner on Tom Gleason walks on. And then without missing a beat, it's just... back into it. It's like pointing the woman.
Yes.
He's like, this woman walked backstage. How dare he? He's like, what have you ever done in your life?
Dicks are silly.
He was literally like that. What have you ever fucking done?
I like the idea that the guys were punching on because they were worried about their penises as well, which was
maybe
probably a little bit true.
You incite that maybe.
As a peacemaker in normal life, my comedy is actually very divisive.
My dick is not silly, and as a result, I will hit that man. Just like a random bloke.
I think it's a funny bit to do. Like, it's a funny bit to watch audiences react to from stage because it really does, you know.
Anything could happen, it sounds like.
Yeah, like, real macho guys are like, yeah, fucking don't, fucking, oh, a beautiful dick. But it's such a stupid thing to, like, barrack for. But there's clearly so much... Like, there's so much whatever. No, finish your sentence.
There's so much pride or worth placed in your dick, the size of it, the length of it.
I think it's the opposite. I think you're correct, like in your analysis, that it's all a bit silly. Hard and I think guys all know that.
It's a little, it's just a little jumble of flesh.
No, I think it's all a bit of fun just to talk about.
Oh, it's the stupidest thing. Look at it. I mean, put a set of glasses and a mustache on it. Like, it's the stupidest thing.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I'll draw the line at that.
I had a guy.
Now you're just. You're like, these dicks are silly. They look like Groucho Marx, these bloody things.
I could get you.
Well, mainly that was the mustache that you've added. You can't. Get mad at us.
Yeah, you can't add props and be like, it's so funny.
You put a glasses on it. Exactly.
I want to show you. I'm going to try and find it in my – it's going to take too long. But I had a friend, an old friend. We've never even fucked. But it was like
okay.
Deep flirtation and, probably a little handy. Anyway, he – too much?
No, perfect amount. Yeah,
it's the good stuff, right? This is the name of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he used to send me
the good stuff, is he?
Yep, that's the good stuff.
He used to send me photos of his dick dressed up.
Didn't you do a show about dick pics?
Well, I didn't do a full show about it, but I did a bit. That doesn't, the you know, end it of doesn't the show. Count if you can't see the dick.
Yeah.
Well, that's is it really absolutely
hot? Is this
true.
This fucking cider, guys?
I'm so
it's really
sorry
hot
it is
here.
A bit hot in here. A little bit hot. Are you okay?
I think cider's made me sweaty. Oh, God.
Don't sorry. You black out on us.
Please edit that
Before
out.
This podcast started, Nikki, I was like, do you want a drink?
One cider.
And I got her a cider and then she's like, cider makes me black out.
I think I'm allergic to cider. I think that's why I've like started sweating. So,
what would happen that you would then the next day just not remember anything from having...
Yeah, what does blackout actually mean?
Yeah, I'll never know.
Like, I just can't
I feel like it's
anything.
Often just an excuse for some poor behaviour.
Yeah,
totally. I'm so sorry.
Like, oh, I blacked out. Was that crazy? It's like, yeah, mate. It's you like, know what
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, you were awful. Exactly. You said the worst things about everyone.
You committed about 14 crimes and we all saw it. And you fucking remember it as well.
Okay, Nikki's just like taking...
I'm taking it all
off. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm probably having a reaction though. Like, this isn't normal. I mean,
I don't think you're being that crazy, but you feel a bit weird.
Yeah. Well, it's been weird. Do you want to stop? Pandemic, man. No. Let's push through. Let's have another one. Fucking hell.
Do you want another one?
Bring down the house.
How have you been?
It feels like a weird thing now, just getting.
We're like pushing.
Well, you want another one?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you put
your
car
to everything? You know this, mate. No, don't give me another one. Because I've got. I do have to drive.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what I said before. Like, I've. This is only one standard drink, so I can still drive, but I won't remember having driven home tomorrow.
Yeah, because you'll black
I'll
out.
I'll just black out that bit.
And then you'll get home and you'll message the 14 people you did a hit and run on, and you'll be like, sorry, what happened last night?
Guys, it wasn't actually over.
Technically, legally, I don't remember it, so the crime was never committed. They're like, that's not a concept.
That's not how it works in any way.
It's like, no, but I can prove I had a cider. I have the receipt, so therefore I did not commit the murders.
Tom... I mean, we were talking about Adelaide before.
Yes.
Tom has a friend in Adelaide, a comedian friend.
I did like a week of the Adelaide Fringe. And Gluttony. Then during
in the Piglet.
No, I think that was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Last year.
Sorry.
Same
I've been following your career very closely.
Oh, the Piglet. Oh, a 10 that no one knows about.
Yeah, the Piglet. That was classic 10. It got hot in there. Man, yeah, you were
right. This is where this sweating started.
Exactly. Just thinking about the Piglet tent.
Didn't I tell you they serve cider in Adelaide? I sweated. Guys, stop telling me. Just
they
stop.
Serve cider in Adelaide. That's the link.
It's all coming. It's like a beautiful mind now. You just see exactly. It all happening. So
everything comes back to Adelaide.
Adelaide and their cider production.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm never
this common style
kind
of drink. Man, they sell it in Perth. They sell it in Darwin.
Go on, Tom Cashman.
So I did a run there, and during my run, to encourage people to come to the show, I had a Facebook ad up.
Oh, yeah.
Where I, it was like a video ad, and it was like a clip from a set I did where I talked about a guy who said a creepy thing.
Ooh.
And like then said he wanted to fuck a Tamagotchi.
She's leaning back in her chair now. She's actually...
No, I'm saying sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I've literally got in here and gone, dick, dick, dick. Now I'm sweating. See you later.
The sweating, can I say, has added more than you'll ever know to this podcast. You think it's...
To this microphone.
You think it's no good. I think it's beautiful.
You know what it is? It's like... the micropenis of skin conditions. I'm just glad it's not me.
It's
I'm loving
literally
it.
Like
it's a woman breaking down. It's just a woman who has been isolated for 8 weeks, has not been out of the house. Literally the first time I've crossed the bridge.
This is?
Yeah. I haven't gone anywhere and now I'm giddy. I'm
you famously
giddy.
Live on the northern beaches.
Famously.
I mean, everyone knows. Everyone's like, move closer to us. And you're like, I love it over there.
Well, it's the only place I can afford to live. That's pretty much why.
Isn't it more expensive than everywhere
else? That's what everyone says, but I get a real good deal and I can live on my own.
What suburb are we talking?
What deal?
Fairlight, which is near Manly, but it's Fairlight. Not in Manly.
It's a great suburb.
It's a great
God,
suburb.
God, it's a long way north, Nikki.
It's not that far.
No, but if you like the beach, it's great.
I will get from here to my front door in 18 minutes tonight.
Yeah, but can I say there's no one? What about, it's an hour and a half. I'll kill
three people on the way.
You shouldn't be driving.
I'll run
you won't be able to prove it. You won't have any memory of it.
You should not be able to drive tonight.
What are you talking about?
You're a mess.
You're
a
I am, to be fair. Also, like, when I walked into the studios tonight, these guys were like, oh, you look great, mate. You really thrive in lockdown.
I wanted to hug you. I was like, Nikki, give me a... And I'm like, oh, sad I couldn't hug
and
you.
And I was descended into this sweaty fucking...
Stripping off layers, sweating up a storm.
Good. It's lucky I have no ego.
Oh, my God.
I do.
Oh, the poor... You've just... sweating a tiny bit and we've made it into a...
I mean, it's not even that bad.
Yeah.
Guys, don't try to do it anymore.
So Tom
so single.
Was in Adelaide doing some shows.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Advertise this clip, which I think is, yeah, so then some people see that in Adelaide because you geo-focus it on Adelaide. That's where people can buy tickets to the show. And then I left and I went to do Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was at the Raw final. I was watching with Cambo and we were watching the live thing at the Town Hall and I got a notification.
Were you in it? You weren't in it.
No, we were
just watching it.
Yeah. And I got a message from some man saying, hi, Tom, I'm a big fan.
And does that bit happen a lot?
No.
So that's new
This is huge. At this point, I'm loving this message. Yeah. I'm like, oh, here we are. Treat. I'm like, Sam, check this out. Oh, my God, this is what's going on over here. Interesting. What's your phone doing? Any messages on there? None.
None. But this guy, big fan.
Wow.
Was that you, Sam Campbell?
Are you available to chat? Which is a classic
thing. So do you think
he
wanted to talk on the phone at this point?
No, I think are you available to chat is just like an automatic thing where people try and message your page. It comes up with that.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of meaningless. But then he says, hi, Tom, I'm a big fan. I'm going to watch you when you come to Adelaide. Already been, not coming back.
They're lovely. You should go back sometime soon.
Oh, no, totally. But that year, I left like a week. I'm not saying I'm never going back.
I'm just saying it's like people give Adelaide a bad rap and it's unfair.
Oh, no, Adelaide's lovely.
I love Adelaide. I do genuinely love Adelaide.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Best
bakeries.
But point is, he's missed it. So he's seen, Right. And I think this is a bit disingenuous, as you'll come to see. So he's just kind of trying to butter me up, really. And he's saying, I live in Adelaide and we'll be doing some stand-up tomorrow night. And I will use a couple of jokes you used before on my set. I hope you don't mind. Can't wait to see you live in Adelaide.
I love it.
So he's just not even really asked permission there. More just...
Come watch me do some covers of your jokes.
I'm a big fan of you, so I'm going to be doing... Like, I don't think he is a fan. I think he was just saying that so I don't get mad at him for stealing the bits.
But I think some people don't understand the... how, like, that is the cardinal sin in comedy is to steal other people's jokes.
I've been doing other people's jokes for a while.
It's actually not bad. I've got this bit about penises that is really crushing.
Yeah.
And about how they're silly.
It's so much easier than, because you don't have to write the material.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't understand how much time you waste writing material when other people do it. Exactly. And you just go straight to the stage and it works.
Mm.
Yeah, that is true.
The key is to steal it when they've really spent a long time tweaking it.
Yeah.
That's when it's like
perfect.
Really good.
Totally. Yeah.
Then you don't need to do any of the
exactly.
tweaking.
Exactly. And it feels better.
And so, yeah, I don't begrudge the guy. I replied.
He knows where the gold is.
I replied saying, I'd rather you didn't, please.
Which I think, can I say, I think that is, you needed to be a bit meaner with that response.
Agree.
I thought it was at the time a funny message. So I was just trying to kind of reply a bit funny, like, oh, I'd rather... But, like, also, I don't really care.
Did you think
if he does it at an open mic, tries to do a bit of mine, it's not a big deal.
But this, like, is a craft.
Do you reckon?
We do.
Yeah, but this is,
I'm not worried that he's
a fabric of our craft here. Is that steak?
That's genuinely
doing
what
an Adelaide open mic, like, a week after Fringe. I don't think many people are going.
I don't want to ruin the story for anyone, but when you get to the end of it, you will realise that this guy was a bad egg and this was a warning sign and you should have put
it's a red flag.
No, I mean, I think it was an appropriate response. I didn't want to get mad at him. But
no,
then
your
he,
response was great.
Totally. It's just like,
I would have said,
don't.
I just don't in think Marin fashion, I would have said WTF.
I just don't
what
think
the frick?
People.
What the frick? For, right? What the fuck is?
Who aren't.
What the fuck, bro?
Oh my God, you guys.
I'm sorry, Nikki.
It's okay. It's okay.
Get back in. Jump in. This is your time to shine. I mean, you're not sweating anymore. You're looking
good. I know.
Good.
I've calmed down, guys. Yeah. I knew I needed a change of outfit. So, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, my God, Nikki.
The stage is yours, Nikki.
I think people who aren't in comedy don't understand how.
Yeah, you can't just steal jokes.
Yeah, you can't. But there's joke books. People are like, oh, jokes are just, you know, I heard it down from Terry.
No, you're not allowed to.
If they didn't think that I wrote that one, like if he thought, for example, that I just got that off the grapevine or off a joke book or something, then that would make it kind of like.
Do you
more
think
reasonable
he was like,
take.
I'll do this, get a run on it, and then once I've got some laughs, then I can then start working on my own material.
I think maybe that's it. Like, yeah, get a bit of confidence.
Very
up.
Very generous.
But I think no. But also, I mean, as I'll come to explain, I got a bit of context on this guy, and I think he worked at a place where he was the boss, and he was kind of like a bit of an asshole boss, and thought he was the shit. And I think he was just. I think some people use comedy, use open mics. People who think they're kind of the man about town.
Yeah, can you explain
jump
an
up.
Open mic to Nikki and I?
So, okay. So, all right. Just so it's kind of like a winery.
Okay. Yeah, we're winery comedy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like similar to a winery and they're a bit smaller.
Plus.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah,
do
yeah, exactly. And that's clear. That's really come through. And
I'm sure you guys
go great at wineries, but sometimes in the city,
okay,
a bar will decide to put on a bit of a show. Often not for much of a profit, but they'll they'll
get a few people in, maybe
get a few people in, get them buying drinks. Definitely not on a weekend, but when people are already doing that. But like early in the week, they'll often want to arrange a few psychopaths to come in, and just say crazy stuff.
Awful things to you.
They'll need someone to administer the whole event, so they'll often enlist someone who's been doing comedy for about a year and has a lot of like resentment towards the industry.
Already in a year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so that person will kind of like use Work arranging the event to kind of get back at their enemies. Mm-hmm.
And
like
maybe
their
would
friends.
You say sometimes they use it as a bit of kind of like social capital?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And often they'll kind of leverage that to be able to perform at other places and to kind of have retribution on the people that have wronged them before. Now they're in a position of power.
We talked about this at one of those winery gigs.
Wineries are similar, I'm sure.
Well, once I did a winery and it didn't sell out and they were like, anyone can come in for free. That's the only, like...
That's kind of... Yeah, like the last 10 people.
Yeah,
So, yeah, it's kind of like an open mic if it was just to those people and it was booked, run, emceed and starring psychopaths.
Well,
see, that's the thing. There was obviously one psychopath at the winery, and she came backstage.
You
to tell
got
me.
To meet her,
but yeah,
and
I
like,
met her.
Missy,
I
don't you think should start she, comedy.
I said to her, "Do you know? I think you've confused this with an open mic. You better get out of here, babe."
I think she was a psychopath. I think she was a basement bar in
Sydney somewhere.
I would do all of them right now.
Open mics.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good thing. We're having a bloody laugh, guys. We love the open mics. Like, no, good on ya.
No, I hate them. I don't like them.
Well, it depends.
But right now I'd love to do open mics.
It depends, yeah. It depends on many things.
Totally. So anyway, this guy asked to do the bit. I said no, thank you. He said, no worries, Tom. Understand. That's why I thought I would ask. And then maybe...
Well, that's
civil. So I'm like, great. Yeah, sorted that out. And maybe a few weeks after that, a girl I know who used to live in Sydney but moved to Adelaide... messaged me.
Sydney to Adelaide.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, you know, there's stuff to do. I mean, she might have got a job in Adelaide.
Don't get me wrong.
And I know why she moved to Adelaide. She wasn't a comedian. She moved to Adelaide to study wine.
Did she?
They're very proud of their wine in Adelaide.
Their wine. So
Does she wear purple tie-dye dresses?
Oh, I haven't seen her in one, but it
wasn't her.
It would suit her.
Okay.
Just I was in... You were.
Was she the woman who
she
came
back? She wasn't. That woman was not studying wine. She was drinking it.
No. She was.
But
fucking,
she wasn't.
Yeah.
Like talking about it.
She was studying
it.
A dick with great appreciation.
Oh, there's a dick out there that she knows a lot about, and she likes it. She likes it a lot.
She is a big fan of the Mankey Wang. Go on. What's
go
so
on.
This woman?
Go on.
Listen to Nikki. Go on.
Do not dwell on what I've just said. So
let's not go back to this cul-de-sac.
Point is, I get an email, not an email, a text from this girl I hadn't spoken to, like an old friend of mine, but yeah, she'd moved to Adelaide. She was just like, hey, this story just got back to me, and I'll tell you what happened. A friend of mine in Adelaide who used to work at the Comedy Lounge in Sydney, so he used to work at the bar there.
The Cafe Lounge?
The Cafe Lounge.
Comedy
Lounge is
the... does Comedy Lounge on Monday nights. It doesn't happen anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore. Right. No time for tears.
Oh, my God,
shout
R.I.P.
Out.
Although you could cry now right now and be like, oh, you're sweating more.
Oh, my God.
She's just sweating out her eyeballs.
Into the mic.
I headbutted the mic.
Headbutted the mic.
Guys, I'm in all sorts. Fucking Comedy Lounge. Oh, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
The best room in
Melbourne. Yeah, it was great. It was my favourite Melbourne show.
Every time I went in there, I was just like, oh, I love Melbourne.
I love Melbourne. Get me to Melbourne. I'm like, fuck, am I on a train?
This Miami sunset behind me, which is what they had painted on the wall, just reminds me of the streets of
this
Melbourne.
This is St Kilda, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was done to be an impression of.
Go
but
on.
Basically, she says, so a friend of mine used to work at the Comedy Lounge, now is in Adelaide, works at a bar there, was forced to go and see his manager's first stand-up gig a few nights ago.
So he brings
exactly.
the employees.
Forced.
So that's the thing.
That's
this guy signed up
too,
to do
it, really?
An open mic and made all the people that work under him at the bar come to.
Oh,
do you know
like
what?
Usually
that's
when
putrid.
There's a big festival, and like Melbourne would be an example as well. After the festival, the live events kind of there's a big dip. People
sure.
don't go out as
of
much.
Course.
So this is like a week after the Adelaide Fringe ends. It would be no one there except these work colleagues and this guy.
It's just because I've been at a few gigs before where someone's done like a gig and they've bought people or like work friends or like normal friends and they've just had the great show because they've got all this support. But like to bring your employees that hate you already, you're the boss. Like they're not going to love it. They're sick of you.
Totally.
They're going to boo you,
if anything. Polite laughs, but like, yeah, you're really putting yourself into a vulnerable position where they kind of finally have power over you.
Exactly.
And maybe you don't want to see what they're going
to
do.
Totally.
Also, like, imagine being forced to watch that. Like I would you rather be forced by your boss to go to their open mic comedy spot for the very first time or forced into the back room and watch them wank?
To be honest.
Can I do both?
yeah. I love the sound of it.
I like
any connection.
I would love tell me some jokes whilst wanking. That would be
I would love a promotion. I want to get promoted. Whatever this guy wants, I'm going to do it.
It feels like a Me Too situation, but like, you know.
Forced into a bunker. I think personally it would be quite fun and quite a bonding experience with your colleagues to go and watch your boss bomb at a... Because there's nothing quite as embarrassing as performing when you're meant to kind of be getting laughs and then no laughs are happening. It's very kind of embarrassing. And to see someone that you kind of usually holds power over you go through that would be
pretty sick.
Maybe
that was his plan. Maybe this man's like a genius.
A lovely guy.
An excellent human.
I'm going to bring this...
He falls on his sword of his own ego to bring team morale in.
Yeah.
What
a guy. I love this guy.
What a generous interpretation.
And he's trying to steal Tom's jokes to make himself worse to unite the employees more.
Totally.
To give them more material to hate.
Knowing
him.
That one of them might know about it, which I kind of haven't revealed.
I love
the story.
This guy.
Oh
but anyway,
God.
Point is, this friend of mine messaged and said, that this guy used to work in Sydney, was kind of confused. It was bugging them. A few people afterwards thought they'd heard the joke before, but anyway, it involved a Tamagotchi. And so, this guy had done my bit. So then I'm like, well, the guy that asked me is clearly, you know, not conformed with what he agreed. With me.
Totally.
He was going to do. So I messaged him back and I said, mate, I hear on the grapevine you did the joke anyway. And he said, hey, Tom, I did do it. Many apologies. What happened was...
not terribly sincere, though.
Well,
he did it anyway.
Well, I mean, at least he admitted it. What happened was it was my first time on stage and was so nervous that I was drinking nonstop for a few hours prior to going on stage and totally forgot what I had prepared.
I
had a
that.
Huge mental blank up on stage and your joke was the first thing that came to me.
incredible option of an excuse because your joke's quite specific.
Well, it's like 4 minutes long. Like, it actually would take, like, I have trouble remembering it. So, like, he really would have had to run through it a few times in his mind.
What was he drinking?
Like, exactly.
Unbelievable. And that's the whole spot, really. Like, there's no time.
Absolutely.
You know what? He's had a few Adelaide ciders down there. He's had a fucking blackout on the gear that he was going to do.
You're on his side.
You support this guy.
Who is this guy?
It's kind of my dream to do it, just to steal someone's material and just do it.
It would feel good.
Yeah, it would. Because it's so hard to write a joke. Imagine just having to bypass all of that. And then bang, you're doing a bit you like more than your bits.
Exactly, yeah.
Imagine being like, that Tamagotchi bit is so funny. All I want to do is tell people that and now I'm doing it.
Imagine, and that's why people steal from the greats. Not in this case, but like people steal from like Dave Chappelle or something. And then people come up to you being like, that is genius. And you get to be like, yeah.
I thought about it on the way here.
Yeah, exactly. That's nothing to me.
I was in the Uber here.
It would be pretty good. It's kind of like any kind of theft. Like people come around, they're like, oh my God, this painting is beautiful. Yeah. How did you afford this painting? You're like, it's no big deal.
Or with money.
Stole it from the New South Wales Art Gallery.
It's so much easier to steal money than earn it.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like it takes ages to earn money.
It does. Yeah.
But you could just buy it. No, steal it.
You couldn't buy it. Yeah, because that'd be money for money, mate.
Money for money. Now that's currency
money
trading.
Money for money.
Pay for the right to steal something. Well, yeah. Then
I pay you $5. You open the door. I go in, steal money.
Oh, yeah.
How much money, though? Ooh. Any more than five.
Like, all you can eat is the buffet?
25. She's got a key to the door, but she doesn't want to steal money because she's on some other kind of wicket at the place, maybe.
Okay.
And then you let me in. So you keep your job, but I'm giving you five to make 25.
Oh, this is at, like, a workplace or something?
Yeah, workplace.
Where not everything in there is hers. Otherwise, don't sign up for that, Nikki.
It's a bad deal. It's a confusing deal as well.
I'm confused.
I don't know if I should have brought it to the
table.
Guys,
I feel bad that I told you all. I was like, hey, let me talk. And now I feel like I've taken the wind out of your sails.
Guys, I'm sweating.
Be naughty.
Can we all please stop sweating?
Just everyone talk. Everyone's, I'm fat now. Fucking hell. That didn't go down well. You all got terrified.
What was your catchphrase again?
Get it hard, stick it in.
Get it hard, stick it in. It's good to remind ourselves of that in these troubling times.
Yeah, remember that? What a fun time.
That was great back then.
Anyway, I've got to get through this. So, because there's just text messages abound here in front of my face. You know, you don't have this ahead of you.
True.
But like, I've got to fucking read it out. Not that it's a burden of any kind. I think you
should be grateful for this story.
Absolutely. But anyway, point is, he says that excuse. I said, all good. How'd it go? He said, to be honest, I was quite drunk. But he said the feedback.
Oh, no.
The feedback was really good after. So I think it went well. Ha ha. Which is bullshit. There's no way.
Because she said it, your friend said it didn't go well?
She said it was terrible, and then also he said he was drinking nonstop for a few hours prior. It's like, mate, come on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get a grip.
So he does this gig with your material, bombs, which it shouldn't be, but it's kind of a reflection on you a little bit.
What, that he... Hang on.
Because it's like your material not strong enough for someone else to do and get laughs. Basically, it's what I'm hearing right now.
Well, I don't think that's a fair measure of someone's... I mean... You just get some random psycho steals it.
I reckon pop someone else's gear... They might be able to get a few laughs.
Dude, if he stole my joke, it would have fucking
my joke,
killed.
It would hold up.
Maybe. And so I said, he like apologized. I'm like, that's okay. Please don't do it again. He's like, I won't. I promise. Thank you, mate.
You could have threatened him at this point.
Well, at this stage, action. I thought that it would be funny. How about I ask him to send me a joke of his? And then I could kind of tell this story on stage, do my joke, tell that story, and then perform his joke.
This is why Tom's good, always thinking about comedy.
You know, like,
I'd have rung the police already.
Excuse me.
There's been
copyright infringement.
My intellectual property.
And you don't understand the comedian code, but this is very important.
It's not in laws per se, but all comedians agree that you don't steal each other's gags. It's very serious for us. But so I was like, I've been thinking, and to even things out, could you send me one of your jokes to do on stage? Would that be okay? And he was like, haha, yes, I'd love that. I'll send it to you. And never got back to me. So then over the few months after that, this started in April last year. I asked him I think I said a reminder a few times. So like every few months, I hit him up again being like, hey, mate, just looking forward to that joke.
Oh, never came.
Never came. Because it would be good to get, because, I mean, just from how he's is speaking and, yeah, and his behavior, it would be a terrible joke. So it would be like funny to get his.
Mm. I think so.
And like, you probably wouldn't be able to write anything that bad yourself.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
A great writer.
I could.
He's too good.
He's too amazing. He's too good.
Yep.
No, but like I did think about writing one for him, but I think it would come across as like too deliberately shit. Like that kind of magic, someone like his idea of what's funny would just have popped in a way.
Yeah.
It would have been good. Anyway, he didn't get back to me. But anyway, earlier this week, the girl, my friend in Adelaide, messaged me saying, like, you know that guy who, you know, stole your joke and I informed you about? And I was like, yeah. And she said, he's in the news. And she sent me a link to an ABC News article which said, so basically this guy's name was Miguel Saar. That's his name. And
Miguel
Saar. And there's like several articles, but one on ABC News. Adelaide cafe owner Miguel Dantas de Saar, guilty of assaulting a 16-year-old waitress in storeroom.
Oh, no.
Yes.
So he is sexual assaulter.
And that is
Hang
why.
On. Has he been working on this punchline for you? Like, this is his gift to you. Is that you were asking for the joke and he's like, I'll do you one better, mate.
I don't think it's that funny. He's just committed a horrible crime.
No, it's not a joke, but it's the perfect end to your bit.
Is it?
I can think of a few better ends. I think if you would have sent through a bit of a silly gag and I could have just done that, I think we'd all could have had a bit of fun.
I feel awful for that.
As opposed to he raped someone. That's the end of my new joke.
He didn't rape her, did he?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's throw these words around, guys.
Oh, no. Now I feel awful that I was like, oh, guys, would you rather someone take you to the open mic or wank off in the back room?
I mean, that's what he was. I'm not exactly sure the definition of sexual assault.
We don't know.
You hope it's a Louis, don't you? You hope it's a Louis. You hope he's just whacked one out.
A bit grabby.
Oh, yucko.
A bit grabby.
Oh, God.
I think if there's a moral to the story, I don't think we need to get into all of this, but I think is that if someone steals your joke, you should come down with the weight of the world on them. And you didn't do that, Tom.
No, I didn't. And maybe that's what I'm going to do now. Yeah. I'm going to my plan is to hit up the judge. I don't know what the South Australian court system
judge
is
Judy.
Like.
Judge Judy. Is it Judge Judy?
It's definitely not Judge Judy for a number of reasons, okay. Sam. For a number of different
she's
reasons.
She's my favourite judge.
It's not okay. I'm aware
she's
of that.
She's great in the afternoon. She's doing jags sometimes.
Look, you know, we all love Judge Judy, but I don't think in this particular case Judge Judy will be presiding over.
Without the sexual assault, this is kind of a case that would be on Judge Judy.
Is it?
Like a joke stealing thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's true. Well, that's what I want to add to the serious, because, you know, this is quite a serious criminal proceeding that he's been convicted, hasn't been sentenced yet, so it's not clear whether he's going to go to jail.
Oh, God.
But I would like to be added to the proceedings and kind of say my piece and maybe get like a week added to his sentence. That's my. So if he gets 8 years.
6 months.
Eight years in 1 week, and the 1 week is for stealing my gag. I think that would be fair enough. I don't know how it works.
With no, what are they saying? No parole.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Oh. Talk about good behaviour. It's not good behaviour.
No, it's not good behaviour.
No.
Absolutely not.
I just think
imagine all the gear he's going to have from being in jail, though.
Yeah, maybe then I'll steal that.
Well, there's no comedians.
Have you ever been in jail? And after committing a sexual assault, so I'm doing some other guy's gags to get back at him. But I don't make it clear.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone in jail?
Oh, that's quite a funny.
Imagine if you get a text message from someone in Bowen Heads.
Still
did you
doing
write the
bit?
Tamagotchi bit?
That's
Yes! Yes, I did!
You go down to the jail. You have to have a face-to-face meeting with him.
That's how
Stop
he's ingratiating himself.
Doing the bit.
Exactly.
That is quite a funny. I mean, it's horrendous. You don't want to ever have to go to that place, and that's awful. But
what, Adelaide?
Sexual assault. I love Adelaide.
Right.
Adelaide's great.
But you know, then you finish the joke by going, so I was in prison the other day, and then you've stolen back his gear.
Love I it. Reckon.
Anyway, ooh, that.
No, that's actually just like good advice about what the yeah, I might implement that. Thank you.
Whoa, yeah, yep.
Look,
what were you thinking, Sam?
Well, I was thinking we're on the way out here. So if you want to,
thank God,
have,
I'm sorry, guys. If I you feel like I've derailed
like a,
this whole
like
thing.
A Jerry Springer style final thoughts moment. Mm. I would love to give the floor to you.
Me?
Yeah.
As in about what's just
You've
happened.
You've got like 5 minutes. Just use like whatever you want to say.
Okay.
You can talk about anything.
Mm. Wow, this is too much.
It goes for at least 5 minutes.
I mean, you could do 2 minutes.
No.
You can do 5 minutes.
A full 5 minutes.
Sorry, whatever Tom says, you can do.
I'm kidding.
I'm really.
Just want to make that clear because it feels like it's not.
You can talk or you can not talk, Nikki.
Wow, imagine just silence.
All of a sudden, can I say the sweat's gone now?
Yeah.
Guys, the sweat's gone. I knew it was temporary.
You're not allergic to
cider. It was a momentary.
You're allergic to riffing. You're just having too much fun.
That's obviously what happened because when I was like, guys, let me get a word in. And now I'm fine. I'm not sweating anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I came down on you too hard, guys. And I do apologize for that.
Okay.
That's on me.
I feel bad.
You were just having a great time. And I was over here sweating it up like a real fucking jerk.
My favorite bit was when you took you just took everything off in such a hurry. It was like necklaces were coming off. You were wearing glass, like vision glasses when I got it. They're not on now. Can you see anything?
I can't. It's a visual gag. I can see things. Yeah. They're a very light prescription.
Oh, what are your numbers? Because I wear glasses.
Oh, I don't even know what numbers.
Maybe that's why you black out. You just take your glasses off.
It's like, I get so drunk, I take.
I've just got astigmatism in one eye.
Oh, that's cool.
I think I have.
Guys,
that.
I've got astigmatism and I sweat and I get blackouts.
Do you get a sticker?
And I don't like looking at dicks. So
if there's any 80-year-old guys listening, that's a dating profile.
Do you get a sticker on your car to park up the front of the shop?
No, I don't. Although my mum has one because she used to have a bad hip and then she got a brand new hip. Like she's got a titanium hip.
Don't tell me she's still like she's up
the
front.
She's got the best fucking hip in the country. And she uses it. She uses her pass. She reckons she's got it forever.
Not true.
Forever. Bullshit. They have expiries.
Well, not true.
Anyway, I'm like, you will not use that pass while I'm with you, mum. She's so naughty. Fucking hell. She's the only person I've seen while I've been in lockdown. And I'm just running security on her all the time. No, don't go out. You can't go.
She just wants to use the parking spot.
Yeah,
there's parking spots abound out there at the moment.
It's a terrible
time to have a disabled parking sticker. Level one it doesn't Broadway. Matter anymore exactly. with corona. You've got exactly. good parks anyway.
Normally I'm on the roof at Broadway. Like, oh, it's level one. Level two the other day.
Yeah,
I waltzed in. It was great. At no point did I forget where my car was. That's how good it is.
Have these been, speaking of corona, have these microphones been disinfected?
Yeah.
disinfected from unfunny stuff.
Oh, no, they haven't, have they?
I mean,
you're going to need to disinfect them after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, thanks for coming in, Nikki. We really appreciate it. You've been great.
Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, what can we find you on? We'll
absolutely.
Cut this out,
oh, you
by the
can
way.
Can find me on my couch.
Can oh, we right. do it? Can See we it. Be like, how about you and I say, do you want to plug anything? And then we just cut it.
It's very funny.
Okay, are you ready to go?
Do you remember? Can okay. I just say
no, you say this.
Do you remember when we were hosting a radio show for about 5
Loved
minutes?
Loved it. That was a great time in my life. And I just did radio then.
I guessed it.
Did you?
Yeah, that's where you came on. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's like we're back there.
Oh, look at us.
Need Ferrier on the other line.
Yeah, that was the producer.
The electricity, we've still, the dream team.
Yeah, we've still got it. You didn't sweat that much then.
We've still got
No,
but I did that time. Remember when we were like, okay, we're going to a break. And I was like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And
you didn't come back.
I just didn't come back.
I had to steer the ship alone.
Where did you go?
I felt like Jesse Martin sailing around the world.
I just went to the bathroom and I just was like, oh, that's a relief. And I was just enjoying the time of having relief.
It does feel good sometimes. People never talk about that.
It was just a big wee, you know what I mean? It was just a huge relief. And then I was just living in the moment. I was just taking a moment to just enjoy that feeling of relief.
Meanwhile,
I'm hearing like a 3-minute song.
I'm on air. I'm like, look, that was David Guetta, but we've lost Nikki and exactly. I don't know where she is.
A new segment. Have you ever shit for too long and forgot about your responsibilities?
I swear it wasn't even a shit. It was just like a really good piss.
That was a shit.
And then I swear to God, it wasn't even a shit. And then I came bolting through the studio because I could hear in the bathrooms, you can hear what's going live to air. And I could hear Sam go, welcome back. And I was like,
just I'm not equipped to deal with that. I'm trying to play both roles. I'm running to your mic.
Oh, you're Nikki sweating Benny. A lot, Sam. No, I'm not Sam. What do you mean? Oh, my goodness, Sam.
Oh, God.
No, that was fun. That was fun.
It was fun.
So what have you got to plug?
Do you want
to
plug anything?
Adelaide. 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 Adelaide.
Adelaide, 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 Adelaide. A-D-E-L-A-I-D-E, Adelaide. Adelaide, 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 Adelaide.